Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Oh my, I can't carry a tune in a stolen bucket. I'm sorry, folks. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 23rd of June, 2016. And this is my 253rd show. We're still in the book of Psalms, and this is going to be part 2 of Psalms 119, beginning in the 18th section. And after I get done with 119, I'm going to continue on with other Psalms. I just could not get this done last Wednesday. Just couldn't do it. The psalm is too big and has too much information, so I have to continually give that information, which slows me down, which means I couldn't get all of the 176 verses in. Pardon me for a second. Yep, got to clear the pipes. Have a little drink of ice water here. So we're going to be beginning with Sod, T-S-A-D-D-E. That is the 18th Hebrew letter. And remember, I told you on Wednesday that there are 8 verses to each of these sections. And each section has a parallel word that parallels Torah, the teachings, the law, whatever you want to call it. It has several uses. But Torah means law or teaching, and these words parallel them. I will emphasize them. I've used a lot of them already. So, in this one, we've got judgments, testimonies, words, the word, your precept, the law, commandments, and testimonies again. It just keeps on going with the key parallel words that parallel the Torah. Pardon the sirens in the background. The fire trucks just went out of the station down the block. Let me clear my chest out a little bit, and we'll get started on the 18th section. Oh, that's rough. Let's get started here on the 18th section of Psalm 119, verse 137. You are righteous, O Yahweh, and your judgments are upright. Verse 138, your testimonies you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. Verse 139, my zeal, 7068, has put an end, that's all one word, 6, 7, 8, 9, to me, in other words, he's worn him out, because my enemies, 6, 8, 6, 2, those are adversaries, have forgotten your words. verse 140. Your word is very pure. 6884. Therefore, your servant loves it. He's continuing to extol Yahweh's Torah. Verse 141, I am small, 6810, and despised, 959. Yet I do not forget your precepts. Verse 142, your righteousness is an eternal righteousness, and your law is the truth, 571. Verse 143, let me clear my throat here. I'm getting a little choked up. Ah, yes. We had a weather front come through, and it affects my breathing. I have to deal with it. Verse 143, trouble, 6862. And anguish, 4689, have found me, 4672. Yet your commandments are my delights. Notice I'm emphasizing the key parallel words here. Verse 144, the righteousness of your testimonies is eternal. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Okay, now we go into Qoph, Q-O-P-H. That is the 19th Hebrew letter, which equals the number 19. This is the 19th section of 8 verses. Verse 145, I cried, as in cried out, loudly, 7121, with my whole heart, answer me, O Yahweh. I will keep your statutes. Verse 146. I cried to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. Verse 147. I met 6923, the dawning, 5399, and cried, 7768, I had hope in your word. In other words, he stayed up all night praying and crying because he was concerned about sin in his life and attack of enemies. So he trusts in the word. What's the word? Well, that's all the laws and concepts that Yahweh gave us. So Dawud was very, very sincere here. Verse 148. My eyes meet the night watches, 821, that I might meditate in your word. He's staying up all night. Again, this is another way of saying he stayed up all night. 149. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Yahweh, give me life according to your judgment. Verse 150. They that pursue, 7291, wickedness, pardon me, 2154, draw near, 7126. They are far from, 7368, your law. I'm having a rough morning here. Verse 151, you are near, 7138, O Yahweh, and all your commandments are truth. Verse verse 152. From your testimonies I have known of old that you have established them forever. Now we come to the 20th section of 8 verses. This is section Resh, and it means 20. Verse 153. See my affliction and rescue me, 2502, because I do not forget your law. 154. Plead, 7378, my cause, 7379. That's like a legal case. And redeem me, 1350. Now that is a kinsman redeemer. Give me life according to your word. Verse 155. Salvation is far away, 7350, from the wicked, because they do not seek your statutes. Verse 156. Great, 7227. That's a multiple, okay? Are your tender mercies, O Yahweh? Give me life according to your judgments. Verse 157. My persecutors, 7291, those are those that pursue him, and my enemies, as adversaries, 6862, are many. Yet I do not decline, 5186. Now that can be turned from your testimonies. Verse 158. I beheld the unfaithful, 898, and loathed them, 6962, because they did not keep your word. Again, the word word, the word of Yahweh, the law, the teachings, all of that. These are marvelous. Verse 159, consider how I love your precepts. Give me life, O Yahweh, according to your loving kindness. Verse 160. Your word is truth from the beginning, and all of beginning is 7218, and all of your righteous judgments are eternal. There's two of the parallel words in that. Now we come to the 21st Hebrew letter, which is Shin, S-H-I-N. Verse 161, Princes, 8269. Now, 8269 can have multiple meanings. Princes, rulers, high officials, and princes. Okay? It can mean all of that, but it means a lofty position. It has that feeling to it. Princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart stands in awe, 6342, of your word. Verse 162. I rejoice, 7797, at your word as one that finds great spoil, 7998. The plunder from a battle made the troops very happy. Okay. Let me clear out again here. Oh boy. Verse 163. I hate and abhor 8581, lying 8267, but I love your law, verse 164. 7651 times a day I praise, 1984, you because of your righteous judgments. Praised him 7 times a day. 7 is a holy number. Verse 165. Great peace have they which love your law, and nothing shall make them stumble. 4843. No, pardon me, I got dyslexic, that's wrong. 4383. I got the numbers backward. Old age, gotta forgive me. 166. Yahweh, I have hoped for your salvation and done your commandments. Oh, I so enjoy reading these. These are tremendous. Verse 167. My soul has kept your testimonies, and I love them greatly. Verse 168. I have kept your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. There were two parallel words there. And here we come to Tau, T-A-U. This is the 22nd Hebrew letter. This is the 22nd 8-verse section. And this will end Psalm 119. Number one, verse 169. Let my cry, 7440, come near before you, O Yahweh. Give me understanding according to your word. Verse 170. Let my supplication, 8467, come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Verse 171. My lips shall utter praise when you have taught me your statutes. Verse 172. My tongue shall sing joyously, 6030, of your word. For all your commandments are righteous. There were two parallel words in that verse. Verse 173. Let your hand help me, for I have chosen, 977, your precepts. Verse 174. I have longed for your salvation, O Yahweh, and your law is my delight. Verse 175. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgments help me. Verse 176. I have gone astray like a lost, and that is 6, just the number 6, sheep, 7716. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. And that ends Psalm 119. Now, lost, number 6, in your Hebrew dictionary, can mean destroyed, lost, perished. Has a number of meanings. So, that's another one of those words that you have to really read the context. He's talking about a sheep. Well, it wouldn't say I've gone astray like a dead sheep or perished sheep or destroyed sheep. It would mean lost. Gone astray and sheep form the context for the use of number 6 there. Hebrew can be a real beast. You have to do a lot of research. That's why I've done all of this. People don't have the time to go through what I've gone through, you know, 10 hours a day of study for all those years. That's why Yahweh gave this to me. So I can do the labor and give you the benefits. And get great joy in doing so. Yeah, I work a lot. I work a lot for EFR. But I get so much fulfillment in my life because of that. It is not drudgery work. You know, oh man, I gotta do this again. No. This is joyous because it has to do with Yahweh. It's Yahweh's word that I read and teach. And as this psalm just said, his words give me joy. Like verse 172, my tongue shall sing joyously of your word. Absolutely. Just, well, like I said, this is 253 shows today, plus all the wake-up calls and all the shows I've done with Eli and the other ones, and I'm still so enthusiastic about it. It just overwhelms me because I see the results with the emails and the downloads, and people are listening and learning and they're enjoying it. And this is Yahweh's gift to you through me, using me as a tool like he used Moshe and all the others. I'm a tool used, wielded by the master. That's all I am. I know my order in the pecking order. And I am happy and blessed to be his servant. There is nothing more important in my life. And I'm going to be 70. In just a little bit, and I have had nothing in my life, all 70 years, so fulfilling as what I'm doing right now. This is the pinnacle. Oh, all those years when you're, I've been there, I've done that. I rode all over on a Harley. I did electrical work. I did carpentry work. I did farming. I did, you know, been there, done that. And I'm saying of everything that I've done in my life, this is the pinnacle right here. Reading his word and giving all these research things that I've done to you. There's nothing better. Nothing that I've done. May sound strange, but then I'm a little strange. I like to joke around and have fun. I'm joyous. Eli is the same way. Most pleasant individual. Absolutely, Eli is... just a joy to be around, and he really knows the word. I was privileged recently by being able to meet in person Mr. David James. Came to my home and stayed, and we fellowshipped, and another very pleasant person. very pleasant and very knowledgeable. So this work that I'm doing for Yahweh as his servant, he has blessed me in so many ways. With the formation of the congregation here in Kentucky where I live, and the feast that we observe at the proper times, and the fellowship there, and the people that come and visit. The word of Yahweh is a joy, as King Dawood said right here. Well, let's move on. I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you. I don't see your face. I know you're listening, but you're my brothers and sisters out there, and you bring me joy too. So there. This is Psalm 120, and it has a title. It is a song, 7892, of ascent, 4609. And this means the ascent of the people on a pilgrimage going up to Yerushalayim. They went up to go up. That's a Hebraism. And then they go up that hill, up on the mountain to where the tabernacle was. Physically going up to obey the commandments and the feast days. Verse 1 of Psalm 120. In my distress, 6869, I cried, that means to cry aloud, 7121, to Yahweh, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Yahweh, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Verse 3. What shall be given to you? Or what shall be done to you? 3254. You false tongue. 7423. False. Verse 4. Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Burning coals of juniper. Verse 5. Woe is me that I sojourn. 1481. In Meshech. 4902. That I dwell in the tents of Kedar. 6938. That's of the east, okay? The children of the east. Verse 6. My soul has long dwelt with him that hates peace. Verse 7. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. 4421. And that ends Psalm 120. Here's Psalm 121, and this also is a song of ascent. Verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? Help is 5828. Verse 2. My help comes from Yahweh, who made the sky and the land. Verse 3, he will not permit your foot to be moved, 4132. He that watches over, 8104, that means to watch over, to guard, to keep, or observe. He that watches over you will not slumber, 5123. 4. Behold, he that watches over Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. 3462. Verse 5. Yahweh is your guardian. Again, that's 8104. Yahweh is your shade. 6:3, or pardon me, I'm dyslexic again. 6:7-8. Yahweh is your shade upon your right hand. That's his shade or refuge. Verse 6, the sun, 81:21, that's the sun in the sky, shall not strike you or smite you by day, 31:19, nor the moon, 3:3-4, by night. Verse 7, Yahweh shall guard you from all evil. He shall watch over your soul. Wow. Verse 8, Yahweh will watch over your going out, 3:3-18, and your coming in, 9:3-5, from now on and until forever. Is that beautiful or what? That's beautiful. Now we go into Psalm 122. This is a song of ascent of Dawid. And this will be familiar to a lot of you. Verse 1. I was glad, 8:05-5, that's joyous, glad, exhilarated, when they said to me, let us go to the house of Yahweh. Our feet shall stand within your gates, O Jerusalem. That's verse 2. Verse 3. Jerusalem is a city that is compact together. 2:2-6:6. Verse 4. To where the tribes, 7:6-2:6, go up. The tribes of Yah, that's the short form for Yahweh, 30:50. To the testimony, 5:7-1:5, of Israel. Now the testimony is also another name for the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Testimony. To give thanks, 3:0-3:4, to the name of Yahweh. Verse 5. Because there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of Dawid. Okay. That's, he had thrown out on the One place and thrown. It was a cool day. He'd be out in the sun. He'd never thrown out in a courtyard. Verse 6. Ask for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper, 7:9-5:1, that love you, that love Yahweh. Okay. Love Jerusalem. Verse 7, peace be within your walls, 2:4-2:6, and prosperity, 7:9-6:2, within your citadels, 7:5-9. Verse 8, for my brothers and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within you. Speaking of Jerusalem. Verse 9, because of the house of Yahweh, our Elohim, okay, that's the tent, the tabernacle, I will seek your good. And that ends Psalm 122. And here's Psalm 123. This is also a song of ascent, going up for prayer. Verse 1. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you that dwell in the sky. Now that's speaking of Yahweh. Verse 2, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden to the hands of her mistress. Now, maiden means a handmaiden, 8198. So our eyes wait upon Yahweh, our Elohim, until he has mercy on us. 2603. Verse 3. Have mercy on us, O Yahweh. Have mercy on us, because we are exceedingly, 7227, filled, 7646, with contempt, 937. Verse 4. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning, 3933, of the insolent, 7600, and with the contempt of the arrogant, 1349. And that ends Psalm 123. Here's Psalm 1. These are all little short ones here. After that biggie that took two shows. Psalm 124, a song of ascent of David. Verse 1. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, let Israel now say. Verse 2. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side when Edom rose up against us. Verse 3, they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath burned against us. Verse 4, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, 7857, the streams, 5158, would have gone over our soul. Now, they're not speaking of waters. They're speaking of people. Verse 5, the raging, 2121, waters would have gone over our soul. These are enemy troops, okay? That's who he's talking about. Verse 6, blessed be Yahweh who has not given us as a prey, 2964, to their teeth. 8127. Verse 7. Our soul has escaped. 4422. As a bird. 6833. From the snare. 6341. Of the fowler's net. 3369. The snare is broken. 7665, and we have escaped. Verse 8, our help, 5828, is in the name of Yahweh, who made the sky and the land. And Psalm 124. Here we have Psalm 125, and it is also a song of ascent. See, they're grouping all of these. Verse 1. They that trust in Yahweh shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, 4131. But abides forever. Verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so Yahweh is round about his people from now on until forever. verse 3, because the rod, 7626, that's a striking weapon, of the unrighteous, 7562, shall not rest, 5117, on the lot or portion, 1486, of the righteous. So that the righteous do not put forth their hands into unrighteousness. 5766. Verse 4. Do good, 3190. In other words, fulfill or fill up. That's what that means. O Yahweh, to those that are good, and to those that are is not in the Hebrew, but are implied. And to them that are, that's also implied, upright, 3477, in their hearts. That's Yashar, like the book of Yashar, Jasher, book of the upright. As for those that turn aside, 5186, to their crooked ways, 6128, Yahweh shall lead them forth with the doers, 6466, of iniquity, 205, but peace shall be on Israel. And shall be is implied. It's not in the Hebrew. That ends 125. Let's go to Psalm 126. This is also a song of ascent. Verse 1. When Yahweh turned back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that dream. 2492. That means he returned the captives to Zion. He turned back the captivity. In other words, he ended it and freed them. That's a little confusing in the English. So I wanted to make that clear. Verse 2. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, 7814, and our tongue with joyful singing, 7440. Then they said among the nations, Yahweh has done great things for them. Okay. Those are the non-Israelite nations that watched Yahweh break their captivity and return them home. Verse 3, Yahweh has done great things for us, of which we are glad. 8056. Verse 4, turn back our captivity. 7622, different word for captivity. O Yahweh, as the streams, 650, in the south, 5045, that's the Negev, okay? Verse 5, they that sow, 2232, that's sowing seed, in tears, 1832, shall reap, 7114, in shouts of joy, 7440. Verse 6, he that goes forth and weeps, 1058, bearing a pouch, 4901, of seed, shall come back, 935, with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves, 485, and then it's implied with him. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Remember that? Yeah. We will be rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Yes, sir. That ends 126, Psalm 127. This is a song of ascent for Shlomo. That's Solomon, 8010. But in Hebrew, it's Shlomo. Okay. Listen to this. Verse 1. If Yahweh does not build the house, they labor in vain that build it. If Yahweh does not watch over the city, the watchman watches in vain. Boy, verse 2, it is useless for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of toil, for so he gives his beloved, 3039, sleep, 8142. Verse 3, lo, that means like look or behold, sons are a heritage, 5159, of Yahweh, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Verse 4, listen to this analogy, as arrows, 2671, are in the hands of a mighty man, 1368, so are the sons of the youth, 5271. All right, now, I'll explain this in a minute. Blessed or happy, more likely blessed, blessed is the man that has his quiver, 827, that's a quiver for arrows, full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall contend, 1696, now that's speak words, with the hated enemies in the gate, 8179, the gate of his city. Those sons are like arrows in his quiver because they're going to defend his land. That's excellent. Here's Psalm 128, and this is a song of ascent. Now, this is, says happy or blessed, more than likely blessed. That's the primary use of number 835. Blessed are all that, and they have put fear, should behold in awe, okay? That is more correct. They put fear there, 3373. It can mean fear, but when speaking of Yahweh in this manner, most of these, when they use these as fear, have to do with awe. Hold in awe or awesome. When you speak of Yahweh. Blessed are all that hold in awe Yahweh, that walk in his ways. That's 1870. That's ways of life. Verse 2. For you shall eat the fruit of the labor. The fruit of the labor is one word, 3018, of your hands. You shall be happy and prosperous. 2896. Verse 3. Your wife shall be like a fruitful, 6509, vine, 1612, by the border, 3411, of your house. Your sons like olive, 2132, plants, 8363, roundabout, 5439, your table. Verse 4, behold, so shall the man be blessed, 1-2-8-8, that holds in awe Yahweh. Okay. That's a different word from 8-3-5. Blessed is 1-2-8-8. And that does not have any other usage. Really, it means blessed. Verse 5, Yahweh shall bless you from Zion, and you shall see the prosperity, 2898, that's the good, of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Verse 6, yea, you shall see your children's children and peace upon Israel. You will see your grandchildren living in peace. That ends Psalm 128. Here's Psalm 129. It is also a psalm of ascent. Verse 1. Many times they have oppressed, 6887, they have oppressed me from my youth, 5271. May Israel now say, okay, let's stop right here. Oppressed me, 6887, its a root meaning is to bind with cords. That's what 6887 means. May Israel now say, verse 2, many times they have oppressed me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed, 3201, that means to be able to, they have not prevailed against me. Verse 3, the plowers, 2790, plowed upon my back, 1354, they made long, 748, their furrows, 4618. Now, that this is a Hebraism, and it means they have made long wounds or stripes on the people of Israel. Because may Israel not say, well, this is Israel speaking. Verse 4, Yahweh is righteous. He has cut asunder, 7112. Now that is literal. The cut asunder, the cords, 5688. And that relates to 6887 in verse 1. To bind with cords, oppressed, has cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Verse 5, let them all be put to shame, that's one word, 954, and turned back. Turned is 5472. That has the connotation of thwarting evil plans. And back, 268, also has a connotation of a failure. Let them all be put to shame and turn back that hate Zion. That's the nation of Israel. Verse 6. Let them be like the grass, 2682, on the housetops, 1406, that withers, 3001, when it begins, 6927, coming out, 8025. All right. Grass on the housetops. They had flat roofs in Jerusalem. And they would put dirt up there, and they would grow grass to feed their animals or vegetables or other things. or they put a little tent on the roof. When it was so hot, they would just go sit out in the open up on their roof, a rooftop. It was flat. They didn't have a lot of rain. They didn't need to worry about torrential rains. Verse 7. So that the reaper, 7:1-4, does not fill his hand, nor he that binds the sheaves, 6:0-4. And 6:0-4 also means to treat harshly and tie up like a slave. So that the reaper does not fill his hand, nor he that binds sheaves in his bosom. That, and bosom is inside the shirt at the waist. They would stuff stuff in there to carry it. And his bosom is 2683. And that refers to a gatherer stuffing his shirt front with grain stalks. They wore big, loose shirts tucked into the pants, and they'd stuff the grain stalks in there and then take them over, and then they'd empty them out and then tie them up in a sheaf. Verse 8, neither do those that pass through say, the blessings of Yahweh be upon you. We bless you in the name of Yahweh. They didn't say that. Passing through meant the enemies that came through. So that ends Psalm 129. I'm going to stop here. I only have about 3 minutes, a little less. And I will continue with Psalm 130 on Monday, the 26th. So I hope you have enjoyed today's reading. I know I have. I always love to read the Word. These last group of psalms here are all praises and prayers and exaltation about Yahweh, what Yahweh has done, going up to praise Yahweh. These songs of ascent were sung as they were walking up the mountain to the temple to observe the feasts. That was the purpose of these, a song of ascent, to go up to Jerusalem to obey Yahweh's commandments. Well, we are joyous when we observe the feast days here. And much praise and prayer and good fellowship and observances and reading of the Word. Well, it's about time for me to go here, folks. So I will say Shalom Aleichem, and I will talk to you on Monday the 26th, beginning with Psalm 130. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.